Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions. I was outlining the values of the Radio Oso program, Business Resolutions, and of course got a little side into the importance of being involved with the with the civic and the philanthropy, and some examples of people that are clamoring for that to happen. So I think we've been working on the value. One of the things I sort of wanted to mention is how the word business resources came in. But let me take a call here. On line
Hello,
one, caller.
Can you hear me?
You're on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Now, two things I'd like to point out is that two items that appeared in the newspaper, one in the middle of last year and one toward Christmas. Now, there was an old man that was attacked by a junkie in one of these cocaine... when a person takes cocaine, it takes just a little bit of an overdose. Then they get into these rages. Or if they... and then they just attack somebody. And this young junkie attacked this old man, and then the old man managed to, you know, raise his hands, and the junkie was trying to kill him with a pipe, but what he did was he broke his hands, and then he ran into the Puerto Nuevo police station, and then one cop there, Miranda, the shield number 35234, he just refused to go after the guy. He said, no, but of all things, he told him he needed a social security number to file a complaint. Yeah. And then he kicked him out of the station because he was bloodying the floor and the furniture.
Yeah.
I contrast that with something else that happened towards Christmas. This shoplifter was caught by Ranger security guards. And then the Ranger security guards, right in the hallway, right in front of everybody, attacked and beat the hell out of the guy. Now, there was one onlooker who said, I'm not going to tolerate this. And he went to the police, and he wanted to testify that as part of the arrest, the Ranger security guards, actually big guys, actually attacked the suspect, the shoplifter, and the police refused to take his testimony and refused to allow him to tell the judge what he had seen, which is an egregious violation of civil rights and is, a battery by, because, you know, when you arrest somebody, just hold them, you don't beat
right,
them up.
Right.
Now, what this boils down to is that it's business that's protected fiercely and above and beyond the Constitution. The Constitution, like it's a war. The Constitution doesn't matter. Business must be protected doing whatever. And then on the other extreme, you have the individual who, you know, it's too much trouble to do. I mean, even when the attacker is right there in front of the police, you know, it's too much trouble for the police to go after him.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, why is it that we have this system in which it's merchandise is furiously protected by private security armies that are coddled by the police, and then the individual citizen on the street is at the mercy of dope addicts, and these dope addicts are also the customers of the pushers, who are the accomplices and the colleagues of the police and the politicians.
Okay, well, appreciate your comments. I think your frustrations are felt by all of them. We have to sort of see how we can work at it. But it's a combination. And I think this program, that of course, my program is Business Resolutions, headed more towards business issues, which is important. And so I was talking about maybe another program. And, of course, you would love to be calling in on that program, which is basically how we deal more with crime. But thank you for your call. And I look forward to having you on my other program. Okay, thank you. Have a good day. So in terms of business resolutions, I thought to share with you the name. It's a twofold. It's a play on business resolutions. It's, you know, how we resolve our businesses and issues that come before us as business and professionals, and also business resolutions from a point of view of making resolutions annually and continuously, and strategies to sort of work towards, you know, what we want. So it's a resolution of issues that come up from day to day, and that's part of the experiences. And it's resolutions from making goals, annual goals. So I think, you know, enough with respect to the program and where we're headed in terms of also, and the listener that called in, he's excited about it, criminal, and I'd love to do that, but I don't want to get too much into the criminal area. That's not what this program's all about. With respect to the career, I thought I'd go in and share with you my experiences. First of all, why the particular career of a consultant in the prevention and resolution of conflicts? You know, what brought me to that particular career, or to go in and do a career after a retirement? Because at 67, you can retire from the law firm, and most people, well, either, you know, continue to work in the same, you know, legal, in that, in my case, you know, the legal profession, or they retire and play golf and take life easy, etc. I decided that, based on what makes me happy, that I needed to be engaged and fully engaged, or even more engaged than before, in something meaningful that has challenges, etc. And philosophically speaking, I was thinking the other day, and shared this with various people, how different we are with respect to what we consider happiness, or what makes us, what's good for us. There are people who, they would like to, they play golf every day and fish and sit out on the beach and read books, and that's happiness, and fine. Respect it and love it, and etc. For other people, to sit around on the beach and to play golf would be hell. I mean, it would be absolutely hell. I'm kind of in between. I can do that, and I can, give a radio program and be equally happy. I like variety, but I know there are people like that. There are my brother-in-law, Matoño, who's been on the program, Manuel Mato Santos. For him, I just cannot see him doing anything other than continuing business and growing his business and creating new businesses and the challenges of what the business entails. He couldn't be happier than doing that. For him, you know, I can just not see a paradise where he would not have business challenges. So you have that kind of, and his father worked into the 90s, and he'll probably work into the 90s because that's what makes him happy. My wife, she loves shopping and art and culture and history and artistic things, interior decoration and fashion, etc. I go with her to the store. What's paradise for her, you know, shopping, or even Calle San Sebastian this week, which I didn't go to. She spent about 9 hours. That's heaven for her, paradise, and hell for me. So paradise, each one has to choose. But and in terms of I needed to continue into a new re-engagement and a new career, active, challenging, some difficulties, some obstacles, etc., because that's just the way I am, and that's what I like. And each one has a right to what makes them happy. Well, that's what makes me happy. I also, want to do something where I feel that I'm helping others, and reviewing, what I had done in the past and what I enjoyed the most in my profession was getting people together, helping people resolve conflicts, whether it was a commercial one or if it was in the philanthropic area, wherever there were differences, I always love to step in, especially if I'm requested. Sometimes I probably step in when I shouldn't, but whenever I request, I step in and try to sort of see how we can creatively resolve the problems and save the relationships and come out, you know, better than where we were when the conflict arose. I also, you know, wanted in this to do a number of things in this new career. I wanted to have something that would give me flexibility, where I would have time to do things I had not had time with the very demanding profession I was in a law firm that I was with, and as I said, you know, at the end, also give me time to do the philanthropical things that I enjoy so much. What I wanted to avoid, and I had that pretty clear, what I didn't like about the law firm was the hourly billing, keeping tabs of exactly what you do and then bill on an hourly basis, which I don't think is the best way to value what you do for others. We could talk about how you value services, which I think there's a lot of problems all over in terms of that. I hated the collection, so I hopefully would not be sending out bills and collecting, but something that would come in periodically and consistently. I wanted to avoid the continuous evaluation of secretary, assistants, associates. It's an important task, I did it with care, and it does bring in a lot of satisfaction, and you do it. But God, every 6 months to go through all of this and with the same people over, I wanted to get away from that. You know, it's not that I'm saying it's bad. It is actually good, and I'm not saying it's not fun. It can be fun and challenging, but I wanted to get away from that. And then I wanted to be my own boss. Although I'm a team player, and I was, you know, in leadership positions and out of leadership positions, and love to work with people, etc., and understand the things when you're not the head, you have to go through different channels to obtain your approval. But I wanted to sort of get away from that and be my own boss and be able to make decisions quickly and determine, you know, who my client was going to be and how I was going to get compensated and if I was going to do it for free or not, if that came up, et cetera. So those were the things I wanted and decided to then set up this career as a consultant in the prevention and resolution of conflicts. And so what are some of the things that have happened, you know, during the course of the year that I thought would be of interest? One of the first things you have to decide when you go into a new career is whether the formality, whether you set up an office and take on and employ an assistant, a secretary, or an assistant, and some people, you know, argued heatedly with me and as with good feedback, you know, constructive advice that I should have an office. That if I didn't have an office, there wouldn't be that formality. There wouldn't be that the seriousness would not be given to my new career. That I would have trouble, you know, concentrating. It was important to get away from the house and go to a place where you're concentrating on your business. So it's a certain amount of formality in order to give in seriousness to the matter, and discipline, that it would help you and your discipline to get the work, etc. Granted, when you're in the home and working from the home, and there was a lot of people doing that, the great book, The Free Agent Nation, the whole book is on how consultants and people are working on their own. It does have the balance, and one of the things you have to take on initially is when you're going to work in the house, you have to have a place that is considered your workplace, even though it's a little corner. But when you're there, you know, people respect it. When you're not there, it happened today. You're working and doing something in the dining room table. You're more exposed to your wife coming in and says, "Listen, I need this cable. I want you to check it out." And you sort of you know, you get a little bit upset, but you get up and you sort of take care of that cable and see if it see what you can do to fix the thing. But I found that if you have your space allocated, separated, and people know that when you're there, you're working, that people respect it, and at least in my case, I have really no serious problem in terms of discipline of setting aside the time that I need to set aside to do the work that I have to do throughout the day. So that idea of a home office, of working from my home, you know, has worked tremendously for me. I feel very, very comfortable, and it's worked fantastically. I have, you know, officially my site is the UPS address, which has worked also very well. I think the UPS mailbox is a great asset. It's open, available to me 24 hours, 7 days a week. They take all the deliveries. I leave things for them that people can pick up, and it's my official office, and has worked tremendously well at a very, very reasonable price. So that was an experience I think has been very, very helpful. We'll continue with this after the break, some of the other things that I've experienced when we come back.